That is one distinctive sound of the northern fur seal, a marine mammal found along our very own northern BC coastline, up to Alaska and the Bering Sea. What if one day you can no longer hear this sound?
Their numbers have fallen from 2.1 million individuals to just 600,000 in only 60 years. That's more than 70% of their population gone. Dr. Andrew Trites of the Marine Mammal Research Unit at University of British Columbia explains a possible reason for this decline.
Probably the leading theory about why fur seals have declined is because of overfishing in the Bering Sea.
Fisheries operating in the Bering Sea may be catching too many fish, and these fish are also the primary prey of the northern fur seals. Dr. Trites and his team of researchers have been tracking marine mammals to explore this possibility.
Contrary to this leading theory, researchers found that the fishers are targeting larger fish, while the seals eat the smaller fish. They're not targeting the same thing.
Well, that it doesn't appear to be caused by fishing, but it is related to what they're eating, very, very small things.
If overfishing is not the culprit, what else could be causing the decline in seals?
One factor that could be affecting northern fur seals is climate change. Increased atmospheric carbon dioxide has led to increased ocean temperatures.
As the ocean warms, species that we consider to be cold water species, they're going to start to move north. And so we're already seeing a shift in the distribution of fish species that go further north. In all likelihood, the marine mammals, the whales, dolphins, seals, sea lions, the water temperature is not going to affect them directly, but what is going to be a big effect is where their food goes. So they're probably going to have to move to adapt to where their food goes. But they can probably tolerate a change of 2 or 3 degrees. For example, we're experiencing climate change now, but I don't see anybody saying, I've got to move to the north. So people can adapt to it. Marine mammals will adapt too, but their prey is going to move, and they will probably have to move with it because they can't bring the food.
These conclusions about northern fur seals may not have come about without the help of sea mammals themselves.
The sea mammals that Dr. Trites and his colleagues studied carried sensors better known as biologging ticks to collect data about water temperature, diving depths, swimming speeds, and feeding behavior.
So these new biologging tags, these high-tech tracking devices, they're revealing all these secrets about the animals. Lives. They're telling us where they go, how they get there, how they spend their time.
This new knowledge could help determine new ways to help and conserve the Bering Sea population of the northern fur seals.
Once we understand how they're finding their food and what their needs are, we can then design management actions to ensure and protect the food supply that they require.
Not only does this improved technology allow sea mammals to be tracked with greater precision, it also allows us to enter their world and see things previously unknown.
So essentially it's as though we're on the back of the animals and we're now the eyes and ears following them, but we're not actually there. But it's literally looking at this data, it's just as though we are with the animals on their foraging trips.
With this insight comes the ability to use this data and research to help not only one seal, but potentially protect an entire species.
We can use this knowledge to develop action plans to protect them, such that the unique sound of northern fur seal is one that we continue to hear forever.